On the show today, we have Payrailz's new VP of AI and Project Management, Kavita Singh, talking about smarter payments vision and how artificial intelligence plays a role in that. Just really, really cool information here, so check it out. Hey, before we get on with today's episode, I want to let you know about Q Mutual Group's upcoming 2020 Discovery Conference coming up actually on August 13th. This free online conference is designed to help boost your strategic planning with timely information, innovative ideas, and key insights. So don't miss this opportunity to attend. Click on the banner below the show notes to register, and I'll see you there. Now on with the show. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Kavita Singh, Payrailz's new Vice President of Artificial Intelligence and Project Management. Congratulations, Kavita, and welcome.
Thank you, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Yeah, thanks for taking time out of your busy day. And I get excited talking about artificial intelligence and payments and how they work together, because I still think it's kind of this science fiction-y type of area that we all just are continuing to be amazed at. And you're kind of right in the middle of all this. And kind of what the theme here we're talking about is smarter payments vision. And so what exactly, just kind of get a lay of the land here, Kavita, what is a smarter payments vision? What does that look like, just to kind of start things off here?
Sure. And Payrailz is founded on the smarter payments vision.
Oh, yeah.
If I were to talk about it from a technology product perspective, smarter payments is this layer of data intelligence that sits on top of our transactional databases and distills these actionable personalized insights to users.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But essentially, what it means for a credit union member is that it helps them. It helps them manage their financial life better by helping them pay their bills on time and saving money, which is on everybody's mind right now in this recessionary climate.
Yep.
That's the goal of smarter payments, is to help our users with their everyday lives.
Well, let's look at it from the credit union's perspective. What does it mean for credit unions? What does this smarter payments vision mean for them? I'm thinking it kind of adds a value to the credit union to provide this type of stuff to their members, or what's it? Give me your expert take on this.
Sure. For credit unions, it's especially meaningful because credit unions have always been about best-in-class service to their members and having those deep relationships with them. So we're with smarter payments, we're extending what they already have established with their members into the digital world. And this is even more impactful at this time because the pandemic, when branches are closed or are operating on minimal hours, when people cannot go into that branch, they can still have that same great engaging experience in the digital world.
Yeah, and that's what we're all looking for sure. And speaking of that relationship, that digital relationship, building a personalized digital relationship, what does this look like? What does this look like at a credit union to a member? I'm assuming it's really individualized, custom, all those types of buzzwords that we hear each and every day.
Right.
What does that look like?
The way we see it, it's not a buzzword. We want to provide that tangible benefit to a user that can help them. And what's more tangible than saving them money, for example?
Yeah.
Right.
I don't think it's any more tangible than that.
So it would, the way that the goal of smarter payments translates into use cases within the product is it would give them insights. For example, hey, you're used to paying that bill by now and you haven't paid it.
Yeah.
Do you want to pay it now? And doing it for them, because doing it for them is our key differentiator. They don't have to do anything. They just have to say, yes, mm-hmm. I want to pay it now. And the other example is saving money, right? We talked about that. How can they do that? As you're aware, many of us, including myself, we often overpay on our bills And we're talking about household bills, internet, cable, and everyone can relate to an experience with that. But who has the time to call Verizon, stay on the phone, and get that bill lowered and continue to make sure that it stays low, right? So we're seeing a big pain point here that we can easily address. So we're partnering with a bill reduction service called Bill Shark.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I've heard of them. Yeah.
Yes. We're integrating with them via backend API. So it's, you wouldn't know it's Bill Shark, really. It would be right. The credit union experience. And it would tell them simply, hey, you're paying too much on this bill and you can save $100 a year. Would you like us to lower your bill? And all they have to do is say yes. It's simple as that, and without changing service providers.
Right, right. And is that where the AI comes in as well? Because this is where all the data and all that type of stuff, and so the AI or machine learning, it all learns your habits, your behaviors, that type of stuff. Is that where this, where the AI comes into play here?
Yes. So the what I would say, data intelligence, right? Mm-hmm. So when you accurately said that, that's how it comes into play. It looks at, it knows the member, the credit union's member. It knows how much they'll pay for their bills today. It knows who their provider is, right? And how much they can save, mm-hmm. right? So knowing all this and bringing that into an actionable insight to be able to help them save money on that bill. So that's one implementation of AI.
And I would think that, I mean, I'm just thinking from the consumer perspective, there's a definite kind of a cool factor with that. It's like, wow, my credit union really knows me. But it's actually the AI in the background working, getting to know that member. So, but that just really increases the value, at least for me, it would. So that's, I mean, and I want to switch gears here a little bit here. And I want to talk a little bit about COVID. I mean, so what's the COVID effect here? We're talking about our new normal. We keep hearing the new normal, and that meant the acceleration of the digital channel, as we've all heard the last 3 or 4 months. And it involves almost every demographic. So can you expand on this a little bit and how the pandemic affected all of this?
Yes. We're seeing a big shift away from cash and checks to electronic forms of payment. Right. So I would say this has become a tipping point. And now we're seeing this trend across demographics. So you know that it's always been the millennials and Gen Xers who've led the digital wave, and they've been the early adopters for digital interactions. But now we're seeing that across all customer segments, mm-hmm. all demographics. Mm-hmm. And that's for the reasons that we talked about, because digital payments can help stop the spread of the virus, right? People are afraid to touch cash,
right?
And many branches are closed. So how do we create that deep engagement and continue to have those great customer member interactions in the digital world, right? Due to COVID.
Yeah, I think that this is more important than ever. I mean, we've been talking about it for, you know, the last 3 or 4 years a lot, but now it's really come to fruition. It's really been kind of forced on us now. But I think it's more important, especially the AI aspect of it. It's really more important than ever right now. And even as we kind of, hopefully at some point we get past COVID, it'll still remain, right?
Yes. This is what they're calling the new normal, in the sense that it would continue to make this rapid shift to digital, because as our CEO Fran says, once you go digital, you're not going to go back. You're not going to go write checks again.
No, thank you. Oh my gosh. And that kind of segues to my next question here, Kavita, is like, so why is now, I think it's a pretty obvious answer, but I want to get your take on it. So why is now the time for credit unions to act in this area?
Because now is a great time, because for reasons that we just talked about, the demographics, all demographics embracing this. So if a credit union is looking for consumer adoption across the board for into digital, now is the time. Mm-hmm. And this is the time for certain use cases, like saving money, mm-hmm. And having that deep engagement, how to provide tangible value to their members at this time. So, and how to make the most out of a difficult situation in a way to help our members.
Yeah, and I'm also thinking that, yeah, if your credit union is not offering something like this, the consumer, or even maybe, you know, the member might go somewhere else where they are offering it. They're going to offer this really cool digital experience because that's what they're demanding now. And so, yeah, so right. I can see that happening as well.
Right. So what we're doing is taking that relationship they've already established into the digital world. It's creating that deeply personalized digital relationship.
Yeah, I love seeing how all the data, you know, converting into AI and just all the, how it all learns and how it all just works so almost seamlessly. And it's almost like we were talking about before the recording, it's magic. It's just really, really cool. And then, but you know, the bigger picture is that it really meets the members' demands these days, especially in the situation that we're in right now, and just adds so much value to the credit union. This is just, to me, it just seems like a no-brainer for any type of organization to kind of embark on something like this.
Yes, and this is the future. So it's exciting for people like me to use emerging technologies like AI, machine learning, and they are so powerful. They can sort through massive amounts of data, and we're talking hundreds of millions of payment transactions and myriad other data sources, mm-hmm. and bringing mm-hmm. all that intelligence into something actionable, right? Mm-hmm. So, but what's really rewarding is taking that all that information and making it something that a member can use in a way that helps them in their day-to-day financial life.
Indeed. For sure. You must have a fun job. I mean, every day is an adventure, I would think. you kind of get to see the future, which is really exciting. So good stuff. Yeah. All right, Kavita, anything else to add here to wrap up? I know you're probably up to your earlobes and stuff to do, so we want to be respectful of your time, but anything else? Any final words of wisdom here?
It's great to be at Peer Ales, and I'm enjoying my new role. I just wanted to say it's a great place to be.
Awesome.
So looking forward to doing more fun things in the next 18-month time period.
All right. Well, we look forward. We got the pressure's on, Kavita. We're looking forward to some big things. All right. Now you'll be great. So thank you very much. Appreciate your time. Appreciate the time, and look forward to the next chat. You guys are doing some other really cool stuff.
Look forward to speaking with you again soon.
Okay, thank you, Kavita.
Take care.
Be well. Be safe, okay?
You too.
Okay.